Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Another day, another chapter in the saga between the Packers and MVP Aaron Rodgers, and everyone seems to have an opinion. We've heard from Hall of Fame QB Terry Bradshaw, who called Rodgers weak and that he should just go do Jeopardy. And now another Hall of Famer has weighed in, Brett Favre, appearing on ESPN Radio in Wisconsin yesterday. And it seems he thinks Aaron and the Pack will be parting ways.
I think I know Aaron fairly well. And honestly, I just don't see him coming back and just saying, all right, let's bury the hatchet. His rift isn't with the fans nor the players. It's with the front office, you know, so will he just swallow his pride and come in? Maybe. But I don't see that happening.
Rodgers' future in Green Bay is certainly in question, but there is now a report on just how long that has actually been a question. NFL Network's Mike Garofolo is reporting that as Rodgers had told teammates and potential free agents as far back as September that he may not return to the team following the 2020 season. Per Garofolo, Rodgers was mainly venting his frustration with the front office and was not trying to dissuade any player from signing with Green Bay. One QB that will be happy to return in 2021 is Cowboys starter Dak Prescott. The ink is barely dry on his new four-year, $160 million contract, and Cowboy fans will be happy to hear that he feels he's ready to start earning that money.
I mean, close. I mean, I can go play in a game right now, and in my head, be very, very successful. There's no doubt that when I need to be successful, when I need to do the things that that it takes to be on the field, I'll do exactly that, and the timing will be right.
Offensive tackle Alejandro Villanueva spoke with the media yesterday after signing a two-year deal with the Ravens this week. Coming off five straight years of starting at left tackle for the Steelers, he admitted playing them twice a year was definitely a factor in joining Baltimore. Villanueva says he's looking forward to running the ball a bit more with a team like the Ravens, and that run-heavy offense is something that made former teammate Juju Smith-Schuster turn down joining the Ravens this offseason.
Now, when you have a balanced offense or when you run the ball, it's obviously better for the offensive line. I'm assuming it's not as fun for the wide receivers because they're not getting all the catches, they're making the TikToks, and they're having fun on their social media.
Villanueva throwing some shade. No word on if he was specifically referring to Juju there. And one more hint that the rivalry is still alive and well. The Ravens ensured the Steelers would not receive a compensatory pick for Villanueva in next year's draft by waiting to sign him after this year's draft was over. That rivalry is one of many marquee matchups we're looking forward to this upcoming season. And we'll find out when all those games will be played on the 2021 schedule release presented by Verizon. Make sure to tune in Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, live on NFL Network. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Will Salva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.